Did you believe something when you were a kid that you look back and you go, why did I believe that?
You mean like the tooth fairy, Santa Claus type stuff?
No, like if you swallowed gum, that it would stay in your stomach for 7 years?
Yeah, of course.
You believe that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every kid knew that. I mean, that was, yeah.
So you still have gum in your stomach from the second grade, probably.
Well, no, but I'm an adult now. I know that that's not the case.
Well, that's number one on this list of facts people believed when they were kids that are completely fake. So that's not real.
Stuff like if you swallow a watermelon seed, the entire watermelon's going to grow inside of you.
It's going to grow inside of you.
Yeah.
And I think every kid, this is funny. Number two, we were really scared about the Bermuda Triangle.
You're right. That was like the big story back then. Like, why everything happened every time anything went missing, it was Bermuda Triangle. They really scared us to the point where, like, if I got on a plane, I was like, are we going to be flying over the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, I think every 6 year old, my oldest son went through this phase around 6 years old. You just freaked out by that. And you kept thinking, why don't you fix it? What is the problem? Why can't we figure out what this thing is?
Right. Yeah.
Number three, this lady said, my mom made me think it was illegal to turn on a light in the car while driving. Don't you turn that light on. It's against the law. They'll pull us over. Oh, come on, Mom.
That is some good parenting. I mean, I have a friend that used to tell her daughter, my friend, that if you had Halloween candy that lasted past November 1st, it went bad and it would make you sick and you would die. So any Halloween candy you didn't eat on the 31st or the 1st, you had to give to your brothers and sisters to eat. Because otherwise, you know, if you waited too much time, it becomes poisonous and then you die.
Mm-hmm. And don't turn that light on because they're going to take Mom to jail if you turn that light on again.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was younger, I thought all dogs were boys and all cats were girls.
What? That is true.
8-year-old me accidentally swallows watermelon seeds. Guess what happens?
That's what I told you. That's what I just said. You eat a watermelon seed, an entire watermelon grows in your stomach.
In your stomach. I used to think as a kid that the world used to be black and white until somebody invented colors. I believe that.
That's funny.
I think every old movie was black and white, and I don't think you actually could see color back then.
Right. Like a dog.
I thought the moon was following me all the time when I was a kid. It's right there. It keeps following me.
I keep walking and it's still there.
Yeah. Every time I would go into the bathroom, I would pull back the shower curtain because there's somebody behind it.
Well, that's just smart. I don't think that's one of the, I mean, in case there is somebody crouched behind there, I think that's a smart thing to do. Pull it back. Make sure there's not a serial killer back there.
Mm-hmm. You still do that. So that's why you like clear shower doors.
That's right.
Yeah. As a kid, I believe quicksand would be a much bigger problem in my life than it turned out to be.
That's true. All the cartoons that they watched, they made it seem like quicksand was going to be like a really big issue that we'd have to like think about on a regular basis. Like, I mean, I made it through like the first couple of years. I was like, no quicksand. How did that happen? Yeah.
Yeah. Every cartoon, somebody got stuck in quicksand and then they had to jump in and grab a rope and save them.
Oh, yeah.
Did your parents tell you your face is going to stick like that when you make ugly faces?
Nah, my parents weren't like that. That's too corny. That's more like my grandma might have said that. And I was like, shut up, bitch.
Tearing off the mattress tag is a capital offense.
That is something that people, I think, still think.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't. It says it on it. It's against the law to cut that tag off.
No, it's against the law to cut that tag off in the store if you're not the consumer. But once you buy it and take it home, have at it. Grab a scissor. Do whatever you want. It's yours now.
Mm-hmm. But not when it's in the store. You can't. So exactly. That's what they mean. But it doesn't say that on the tag. It says you go to jail if you cut this off.
Right.
Did you ever think when somebody would cross their eyes too long, it would get stuck like that?
that was a thing. Like, I was definitely afraid that was going to happen. I had one friend that was able to look at you with one eye and just the other eye, they were able to make it move to the side. And I was like, stop doing that. It's going to stay like that.
When you turn off the basement lights and run upstairs before the demon catches you.
Well, yeah, you have to do that. I still do that.
So if you're downstairs, you turn off the lights, you got to run real quick.
Fly up the stairs.
There's definitely an ocean monster when you're swimming and something touches your toes.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Growing up sucks because you realize $100 really isn't a lot of money. When you were a kid, you thought $100 was going to buy you a mansion.
I thought $10 was a lot of money. It's $100. I was like, wow, $100, you can buy like everything you want, ever wanted, ever in your whole wide, in the whole wide world. Like, you're like a millionaire if somebody gives you $100.
Yeah, remember when you got your first $100 bill? There's no way you're going to spend it. I'm surprised I don't still have it.
When is that going to happen? I haven't gotten my first $100 bill yet.
We're still waiting.
I saw them when I was a bartender. Someone handed me one once. I was like, the fuck is this? I was like, this has to be, there's no way this is real. I called the manager over. I was like, check this. Is this real?
I just heard legends about these. I've never seen one.
Do they make $100 bills? That feels like something I would have seen by
some
now.
Some Monopoly money. I've only seen $10 bills. I think you faked this one, added a zero.
I was told when I was a kid that if you kiss somebody, you're married.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't kiss anybody unless you want to be married. The minute you kiss them, that's it. You're married. You're stuck with them the rest of your life.
So how many times have you been married?
Well, no, I didn't kiss anybody, but they knew that I was one of those boy crazy girls. So they told me that. So I didn't run around kissing boys because I was like, I don't want to be married to everybody in the second grade class. I'm not ready. I'm only in second grade.
God, yeah. If that was true, you'd have been married so many times.
So many times, yeah.
The guys you kissed in your life?
I didn't start that young, though.
Oh, not in the second grade. I remember when I was in kindergarten, I was hitting on chicks.
In kindergarten?
Yeah.
What was your game then? Like, what was your pickup line?
I don't know. I just remember I had the hots for chicks, even like in the first grade. I had the hots for chicks.
So, what do you do in nap time?
Yeah, so you do it.